What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect before he finally decides today's the day. Gentlemen, in quite a few HMTs that I've covered, I've started to notice an uptick in a particular group of men who are putting on that mask. Oh yeah, gentlemen. Oh yeah. Now, this article was published on the 5th of June. Man suspected of shooting, offlining his wife in front of her son. That's right, gentlemen. It appears that the stepdaddy revolution has come into play. Starting to notice a lot more simp dads are putting on that mask. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! A 43-year-old man was arrested Monday in connection with the shooting deletion of his wife, Mesa police said. Police said David Osowski was arrested after he shot and offlined his wife, Amy Osowski, 49, in front of her adult son. Okay, right out of the gate. She's 49, he's 43. That right there is already a bad matchup with just the AIDS alone. But, as with the Zion Williamson situation, which I'm going to talk more about later, no one has a problem when it's an age gap relationship where the woman's older than the man. Oh, that's fine and dandy, but everybody still got that smoke for Leo DiCaprio or any man that dares to say, yes, I like younger women. Gentlemen, do not apologize for your preference, especially if it's a preference that works in your favor. You like younger women, you like women without children, stand on it. On June 5th, Mesa police officers responded to a home in the 600 block of East First Place for reports of a shooting. The witness identified the victim as his mother, Amy Osowski, and the shooter as his stepfather, David Osowski. The witness told officers that Osowski made statements that, quote unquote, God told him he was not part of the family, and that he argued with Amy prior to obtaining a handgun from inside the home and shooting her multiple times in the face, police said in a release. Wow, reminds me of an old Bill Burr joke where he talked about obtaining his shotgun. Shoot him in the face! Oh, the shit that I think of when covering articles. When officers arrived, Osowski walked out of the home and was taken into custody without issue, police said. Look at the situation. Why would he waste time putting up a fight? More than likely, whatever she said set him off, drove him over his line. Now, of course, we can go into what she probably said during the argument later on. His wife was found inside the home. she was pronounced deleted. David Osowski was booked into jail for one count of first degree termination. Well. Another stepfather who decided to put the mask on for whatever reason. More than likely, let me reiterate, they were arguing before he decided to get the burner. And what they were arguing about, leave what you believe that they might have been arguing about in the comments section, because I have my own ideas. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For location, went down in the home. Gotta give it a 10. Method of execution. The problem-solving pistol. Gotta give that one a 5. Psychological impact. I'm gonna give this one a 20 because he took her offline in front of her son. And for the brutality factor, I have to give this one a 15 because he shot her in the face multiple times. Oh, yeah. In the face. So, David Deadeye Osowski gets a score of 50. Gentlemen. In this day and age, it does not pay to be a stepdad. Now, there was a time in the past where, yes, stepfathers were pretty much honored by the woman and children that he decided to take on. Yes, it is a burden, but he decided to take that burden on. So yes, in the past, women who were able to have a man pick her and her children up, oh, they treated that man with utmost respect. However, in this day and age, no. The worst thing you could do as a man, especially if you don't have children, is date a woman with children. That is a set of problems that you do not need. Now, let's go to the Zion Williamson situation. No one has a problem with this 29-year-old woman being pregnant by a 22-year-old man. Nobody has a problem with that. But yet, once again, everybody has that smoke for Leo DiCaprio or any man who dares to say, I like younger women. Once again, it's all about shaming men out of their preferences. The fact that this young man is with that old woman when he could have any woman that he wanted, that once again shows you the utter and total sickness of the black community. Now, I'm not letting every other community off the hook either, because clearly in this case, another older woman with a younger man, she married him, but then more than likely, she used the fact that she was older to kind of lord over him. Now, what might they have been arguing about? Who knows? Leave what you think that they might have been arguing about in the comments section. My humble opinion, like I said, she was probably trying to lord over him being older, and he finally reached his breaking point by something that she said during that argument. Hey, it is what it is. But all in all, gentlemen, the stepdaddy needs to die. And it's good to see more men actually saying, no, I do not want a woman with children. Like that one guy who you've all seen the video of, who told that single mother, hey, I'm a high value man. Therefore, I'm too good for a single mother. Gentlemen, you don't need to be a high value man to be good for a single mother. If you're a man that does not have kids, yes, that alone should disqualify any woman who comes to you with children. But that's a decision that you have to make. And honestly, more men need to make that decision and be open about it. Let these women know, hey, you're older, you got kids, you're disqualified, plain and simple. And you're not going to shame me into taking a bad damn deal. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the short article if you desire. Let me know what you guys think. What do you think she might have said that drove him over the edge to where he decided, okay, yep, at this point, you have officially become the bane of my life. So I'm going to go into the cage, but I'm going to put your ass into that box. It is what it is. And to you women out there who think that there's going to be an uptick, in new men deciding to be stepdaddies, oh, you need to understand this crystally clear. The power you think you have in that situation is definitely going out. Feminism and the idea that men are going to somehow decide, oh, you know what? I'm going to become a stepdad just so I can get access to this woman. That's gone out right along with it. Because trust and believe, ladies, stepdaddy season is officially over. And the men who are stepdads, some of them are deciding to revolt. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.